Hurricane Matthew tore through the coast of Florida and Georgia today. The storm is responsible for at least 4 deaths, and millions of people in the region have lost power. To the south in Haiti, government reports say at least 300 people have died from the storm. The situation in Haiti remains precarious for hundreds of thousands of people who live in the hardest-hit areas. In some towns, 80% to 90% of the homes were damaged or destroyed, and the UN says the need for international relief is urgent. NPR's Jason Beaubien is in Port-au-Prince. Jason, thanks for being with us.
No, it's good to be with you.
What do people need most right now?
People are getting really frustrated in the area that was hardest hit. We went by a shelter where you've got hundreds of people packed into a school. They have not had any aid that's come in there. Food has been cut off. You've got some areas that have been just completely cut off from any access at all, including, cell phone service, so people haven't been able to even communicate. The needs are absolutely huge. I mean, there's just large swaths of the southwest of this country that were just sort of completely crushed by this hurricane. And, it's even kind of hard to even tally what is going to be needed, but certainly roofing materials so that people can get back into their homes. And there's definitely going to be a need for food and water in these areas.
What are the problems in getting aid to arrive?
And it's interesting to note, it's been like a week for a lot of these people, because on Monday, people started going into these shelters as it moved there. So, for the people that are there, it's feeling really like it's been a long time. There are still a lot of roads that are blocked going into some of these areas. These are remote areas. Some of them only had one road to begin with. Trees are down. Power lines have fallen across. So those are blocked. They need to get the bulldozers in there in terms of clearing those roads so that access can actually get in there. So that is actually the biggest holdup in reaching what were really the hardest hit parts of Haiti.
And there must be a concern about the spread of Zika, malaria, cholera, and other diseases.
Absolutely. I mean, people are very concerned that all of this water that came with Hurricane Matthew has washed through latrines. Already cholera in Haiti, and it's been spreading before. That is sort of the biggest concern, because cholera is deadly and it's waterborne. And so there's very much concern that that, as well as other diseases, could get spread in the wake of this.
And Jason, based on the sad experience Haiti has had in recent years contending with natural disaster, how long potentially does it take to rebuild the area?
This is going to be a long effort. You just look at like a town of Lacaille. Just everywhere there are power lines. There are massive trees that are down. It is going to take a long time. There are the immediate things that need to be done just to get people shelters so that they have somewhere to live. But then all of this infrastructure is going to have to be rebuilt.
It's an agricultural economy, too, and these areas have been devastated.
It is. I mean, and you saw these banana plantations where every one of the banana trees was down. And I was talking to a farmer yesterday walking through this place where all of these massive mango trees had fallen on the ground. And we were just sort of climbing over these broken limbs. And he was saying, to grow another mango tree is going to take 7 or 8 years before it's going to bear fruit. So he's looking at his destruction there and saying, it's going to be a long time before this part of Haiti gets back to normal.
And NPR's Jason Beaubien reporting to us today from Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Thanks so much for being with us, Jason.
You're welcome.